Back in Sif Hey, we're in Simon Shin Aleph. So back in Sif Hey, I owed you homework. Sif Hey taught us that if you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, usually you're not allowed to walk through water on Shabbos, or afraid you're going to squeeze out the clothes. But if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter. And not only that, but you can even go back through the water. Why? Because if you don't let him come home, next time he's not going to want to go do the mitzvah. Okay, so there's a somewhat well-known machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe seems to say, Shmini Shabbos, it's a long tshuva, and Shmini Shabbos wants to say that he's not as makel as it sounds, but everyone's going to consult the local halachic authority when you join Hatzalah. But Rav Moshe says that just like we say over here, the phrase is Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasim. Let you do something at the end, meaning come back, so that next time you'll be willing to go. Because otherwise you're not going to go do the mitzvah. So he says, Hu Adin, doctors and Hatzalah people. So here, this is Adin Durabanan. And it seems like also very, like a low level, a low grade Durabanan. You know, don't walk through the water, you might come, you know. What?
Exactly what I thought of when you read it right now. Ambulances.
Right. So Rav Moshe says, I don't know if it's partially based on this. There are other, we have other examples of this, you know, in halacha, but this is one of the examples. And Rav Moshe says, not limited to the Rabbanon, even by the Daraisa, the doctors, the Hatzalah, ambulance people, they can all drive home, even if they're not needed at home. Why? Because next time, when they get that phone call on the radio, they'll say, oh, last Shabbos I was stuck at, you know, Shari Tzedek, all Shabbos, I'm not going. Let someone else go, and that can lead to Pikul Nefesh, and therefore he says, you're allowed to go home. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you're not. This din is a din derabanan, not by deraisas and driving and everything else involved. Now, there's another hetzer to go home, and that is less for doctors, more for emergency personnel. The ambulance that takes the person from Beitar to Shari Tzedek is needed back in Beitar. Right? We don't know what's going to be over the next, depending on what time it is, even 2 hours, whatever it is. That ambulance may very well be needed again, and if the people needing the ambulance have to wait for the ambulance to come from Yerushalayim, that's poshea, that's negligence, that's not, you know, that's, so Rav Moshe says, sounds like, again, Shmini Shabbos says, it's not as lenient as it sounds like, but at least what it sounds like is you can go back just for convenience, because otherwise next time you won't go at all. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no such thing as convenience. The reason he could go back, you can go back because it's Pikuach Nefesh. He's the ambulance guy, and he may very well be needed again. Yeah, how does it work if there's another ambulance guy? I don't know, a city like Beitar has 60,000 people. Very likely that two people are going to need an ambulance over the course, right? So that's if he's needed again. But he says, like, by a doctor's not needed at home, a doctor's needed in the hospital. So when he's finished in the hospital, according to Moshe, he can go home, because otherwise they're afraid he's not going to go to the hospital in the first place. Now, if that's his job, and that's what he gets paid to do, so, you know, it might be like Sif Hey, where we said Sif Vav. He's going to watch his payros, we don't let him come back in, because now it's his parnasa. He's going to go. I don't know if we say that over here, not sure. But by the doctor going home, you know, the doctor's job at home is not to take care of all the neighbors. His job is to, whatever, I don't know what his job is. Do whatever he's, you know what I'm saying? He's not going home to do his job. His job was in the hospital to finish his job, so then it's not so simple that he can go back home. Okay, so that's machlokes between Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Fine. We're up to Sif Ches, I believe. Okay. Sorry, we gotta. Okay. So there's a few Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in the first paragraph of Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, famous Mishnah that says, "Lo yetze hachayit b'machto samach lechashecha." A tailor, not a tailor, but a tailor is now allowed to go out with his machat, with his needle, close to Shabbos. Why? Shema yishkech v'yetze. Because if he goes out close to Shabbos, so we're afraid he's going to go out on Shabbos also with his needle, even after dark, and he'll be carrying outside. The Gemara over there discusses. So, what if the needle is, they used to like dangle the needles from their clothing. So if it's a dangling needle, comes out from the Gemara of the Yud Aleph Amud Beis. For regular people, it's a shinui. It's like carrying a book on your head. You carry a book on your head, it's also midrabbana, but it's not also midrabbana because it's a shinui. It's not the normal way of doing it. But if he's an uman, he is a tailor. So if he's a tailor, so this is a machlokes. Reb Meir says pater. Reb Yehuda says chayv, because an uman who does things, that's the way umanim do things, so that becomes normal derech for him, and he's going to be chayv. That's machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. We'll probably get back to it tomorrow, and probably not today. Now, there's two more mishnayos in Perek Bameh Isha. One is the first, the Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, Bameh Isha Yotza, how can a woman go out on Shabbos? And then it says, Lo Seitze Isha, she cannot go out, Lo Bitabat She'en Aleh Chotam, she cannot go out with a... Okay, she can't go out with a ring that does not have a signature on it, right? They used to use the rings to sign documents. It was either, I don't know how it's called, bolet, like sticking out, or shokea, and then you put it on wax, and then you had the seal, that's how they used to do things. So if it does not have a chosam, she can't go out with it. And she also can't go out with either one. But this one she can't go out with, and if she does, so it's a pretty ring. So we're still in the mindset that women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. So it's called jewelry, regular jewelry. She's not allowed to wear it, but if she does, she's not a chayav chatas. It's only also midrabanan. She might take it off to show friends. And who did the mishnah there says machat that does not have a hole in it. A machat, a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. So it's usually decorative and kind of the sort of the same idea. Okay, so Rashi says these things are tachshitin, it's like jewelry. Chazal goes there, she might take it off to show her friends. Then a few daf later, the same parak, the Mishnah says that a woman is not allowed to go out with a needle that does have a hole in it. A needle without a hole in it is jewelry. A needle with a hole in it is for sewing. So she can't go out with a needle that has a hole in it, and she can't go out with a ring that has a signet, whatever it is, a signet. Signet on it, and if she does, she's chayav achatas. That's also min haTorah, because that's not jewelry anymore. Meaning, it's normal to wear jewelry, but Chazal said don't, because you're going to take it off and show people. Here, it's not jewelry. You're taking something that is not related to jewelry.
What was the last one? A regular ring? Signet.
The previous one was a. Previous one was a regular ring. That's also midrabanan in theory, right? We still have to get to that. Because jewelry Chazal said not to wear. But this one's not called jewelry. This is like walking outside with your stamp. And that's Aser Min HaTorah. Then Ula says in the Gemara over there, Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, whatever we said, what we said over here, it says Chilufei and Be'ish. By a man, it's the opposite. By a man, it's the opposite. So what does it mean by man, it's the opposite? So it's basically three opinions. Two and a half opinions. Rashi says that when it says the opposite by a man, it's referring to the ring. Okay, why? A woman is normal, a jewelry for a woman is a ring without a signet on it. And if it has a signet, it's just something she uses for work. It's a kli, yeah. By a man, it's the opposite. To have a ring that has a signet on it, it's a status symbol. It's like, that's a man's jewelry. I'm a big shot. But if it's just a regular ring, so then for a man, that's a masui. That's not normal. Gemara talks about the when his wife has a ring that needs to be fixed, and she gives it to him to fix it. If he puts it in his pocket, he's going to lose it. So he puts it on his finger to carry it to the jeweler to have it fixed. So when a man wears a ring, it's like dafka for a transport. It's to transport the ring. Okay, the posting do discuss men that actually do wear rings. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so Rashi says, when it says chilufei and be'ish, it's going on the ring. Whatever we said by a woman in the ring, it's the opposite by a man. But it's not going on the other part of the Mishnah, which is the macha. We're not talking about the macha. That's Rashi. Based on that, Rashi, the Rosh, and the Tur say, when it comes to a machat, Okay, we're not talking about carrying something in the hand, but a machat, anyway, a machat is attached to a man. That's not normal for a man to walk out with a machat unless he's the tailor. And therefore, no matter what kind of machat it is, if it's in his clothing, it's going to be pater. Pater avalasa. It's not asmenetar. Then there's a magid mishnah brings down from the Gaonim. Says that, no, according to Rashi, Rashi says that when Ula says that men are opposite of women, that's only by the tabat. Right? What about by the needle? So the Rosh's understanding in Rashi is they're both pater. And the Gaonim and Magid Mishnah and others say, no, according to Rashi, men and women are going to be even Steven when it comes to the needle. They're going to be the same. And therefore, if it has a hole in it, it's going to be chayiv. It's called carrying. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's called jewelry, and it's going to be pater aval aser. So that's Rashi, and then two Mahalchim in Rashi, the Rosh and the Gaon. And the second opinion is the Riz, that's, you know, 1A, 1B, I guess, and then there's the Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam, they hold that when Ula says that men are opposite from women, it's not just talking about the ring, it's also talking about the machat. It's all talking about the needle. So the needle has a hole in it. By a woman it's called carrying. By a man it's not called carrying, because it's not normal for him to wear such a thing. And by a woman, where the one without a ring, which is jewelry for her, for him it's called carrying. I don't know why that's called carrying. That's called carrying. Let's see. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down two of these opinions. Let's see right now. It's a heavy sugya, and it's like so not relevant to us that it's hard to get into the heavy sugyas over here, but we'll do our best. Siv Ches. Lo yeti b'machat ha-tchuva lo b'bigdo. Don't go outside with a needle sticking, hanging, dangling from your clothes. Bein nekuva, bein shein nekuva, whether the machat has a hole in it or not. V'im yatsa, and if he goes out, Binikuva, if he's going out with a machat that has a hole in it, he's going to be chayiv. Uvisheinu nekuva, he's going to be potter. Okay, that's exactly like a woman. So that's going to be Shitas ha the Magid Mishnah and the Gaonim.
Isn't chov, by the way, like stuck into the clothes?
Yeah, dangling, no? Whatever, stuck into the clothes, yeah. Why does he say this to this? One more time. Okay, hold on. If it's Nekuva, oh yeah, that's like the riff. I'm sorry, that's like a woman. If it has a hole in it, it's going to be chayav. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's jewelry, it's going to be potter. Yes. Okay, that's like the riff. The Eish Omri Behebe, the opposite. Who says the opposite? Yeah, so that's the Magid Mishnah Legal. He brings that, he calls that Rashi in the Rosh. Let's see. Mishra Sivkatan Lami. Since they're married, I feel Bistam Adam She'eino Uman. This is a regular person who is not an uman, not a tailor. Finally, comes Sifya Beis talks about the tailor, about the machlokes Remei Rebbeuza. Maybe we will do that today. Okay, bibigdo. Avali motia biyado. If he walks out carrying something in his hands, chayev b'chol inyan ha'ish v'ha'isha b'nekuva v'she'enekuva. This discussion not about anyone who carries something outside in their hands is going to be chayev min ha'Torah. Man, woman, doesn't matter. Yeah, hole, no hole, doesn't matter. Not, jewelry is not something you carry in your hands. Anything that you carry in your hand is considered to be the derech, and it's going to be chayiv. Okay. Sif Lamed Gimel. And that's going to give us the svaras. Benekuva chayiv. So that means a man is like a woman in this regard. I'm confused. Why is that the riff? The riff says the opposite. I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Mishvasif katan lamigim. Benikuba chayiv. Svira the day is who? This opinion holds the beish dino kamo beisha. Men and women have the same din. The kaman shimin the simin shin gimel sitas the nikuva. If it has a hole in it, have a derech hotzah the prakim kishit tchuva bebigda. It's normal for a woman sometimes while she's sewing, in order, I guess, I don't know, so she won't stick herself. What does she do with the needle? She sticks it into her clothes and walks out like that. Women, they know what they're doing. Men always pricking their fingers. Okay. About the end of the kuva, if there's no hole in it, potter, it's going to be potter. Why? Once there's no hole in it, to lav derech hotzai, that's not the normal way of carrying it out. Though it takes you tochu bebigda to take it out, dangling or stuck in the clothes. Ki im biyado, you take it out in your hands. Umash, kasa v'yesh omrim behefech. Taimam, the svirlu, they hold the opposite. The beish, macha nekuva, lav derech hotzai, kishit tochu bebigda. A man is not going to walk around outside with this machat, you know, dangling from his clothing. Why? Because what's he going to look like if he walks around with a needle sticking out of his clothes? He's going to look like a tailor. Yeah, a tailor, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's an accountant, he's an actuary. To call him a tailor is insulting. It's a disgrace. He would be caught dead walking outside looking like a tailor. Not a tailor.
What cover the mafia gives to tailors?
And therefore it's not normal. It's not normal, it's gonna be potter. I'm a bein in the kuva. If it's no hole in it, so it doesn't look like a tailor's needle, it looks like a jewelry needle. Sometimes a man will find it in the shuk on the floor and he'll take it home for his wife, stick it in his clothes. I take it back. He'll use it as a toothpick. So I'll stick it in his clothes and use it as a toothpick. You see, like, this is all very societal and social. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. In darkon latzigat b'chol, if it's normal to walk out that way during the week, v'lo havei tachshin, and it's not a piece of jewelry, it's not ornamental, havei derech hotza'osa b'kach, and it's going to be chayiv. If it's not normal to carry it out like that, again, not in your hands. Hands are always chayiv. But if it's not normal to stick it in your clothes and walk around like that, part of a lotzer. We shouldn't do ain't a tachshit. Okay. Okay, that is still. Okay. V'miyatza b'nukuv chayiv. Right, so a man is like a woman. I don't know why the Baragola here says it's a riff. It's not the riff. I think Fancy Friedman had a whole footnote on that. Actually, it's not the riff. I'm not crazy. Look at the Biralacha. Lo yitzib b'machat im yotzib b'nekuv achayv. Who da'as a rav amagi? Shuvah b'es Yosef. V'day achrona. The second opinion is a riff of Rambam. Okay, it's not like the Baragola brings down over here. B'mechilas kvodo. V'yesh odesh lishis, and then there's a third opinion, v'udas harosh v'hatur, which is we brought down as the first opinion. The b'shnei am pater b'ish, and that the mechaber doesn't bring it down. Okay, that they're both pater by a man because they're both not considered to be normal ways of carrying needles for men. Next, bi'alacho b'shein in a kuva pater. So nowadays needles are used. So there's like a pin, which is jewelry. Just stick it in the clothes, and then there's, you know, safety pins and things to hold the clothes together,
like a kilt pin.
Okay, so if you need the machat to hold the clothes together, yesh la ayin, tarachin and mutal ish. Finally, come and shin gimel test. The linian isha mutter b'machat shein in the kuva b'mamedes kishurim. By woman, it's going to be mutter. That's normal to hold clothing together. Vayin sham b'tam b'magen Avraham. You should do the tzarech halavisha. That's in order to wear the beged. By men, it's less common. Unless you're in Scotland. Vim kein l'chor hu adim b'ish. L'chor, that should be the same thing by an ish. And in footnote 27, Dershow brings down when it comes to pins or the safety pins from Rav Karelitz, so for sure it's okay to hold the beged together. It's buttle to the beged. And we're going to learn about if you can stick it through the beged. Is it a whole discussion if it's sewing or not sewing, how many times you stick it through the beged. Sewing is with thread usually, but you can theoretically sew with a needle, right? You crumple up the baguette and you keep going through, and that would be a problem. But here we're talking about terms of, is it considered to be carrying? And the answer is no, it's become part of the Beged, it's bottled to the Beged. Okay, that is Sukhas. Sorry, I was late as a chatzis year. We can do Sifu Bez if you want. Should we do Sifu Bez? Okay, we'll stop here.